大家好，欢迎收看美国之音的焦点对话，我是樊东宁。美国知名的民调机构皮尤研究中心5月12号公布首次针对台湾如何看待美国和中国关系所进行的一项民意调查，结果显示有近70%的台湾民众对美国抱持好感，而对中国具有好感的民众只有 35%， 这两者之间的悬殊比例相差了一倍。我们知道台湾经常被认为是在亲美和亲中这两派之间拉锯，皮尤研究中心这份量化的数据是否具有指标性的意义？那么台湾民众在看待中国和美国的观感时，和他自己本身的政党倾向、世代差距还有国族认同又有什么样的关联呢？我们今天很高兴的为您邀请到皮尤研究中心的研究员谭达来到我们节目当中分享他的研究成果。谭达，欢迎您。
Hi, thanks for having me.
好的，首先想要请教您的是，我们知道皮尤研究中心经常针对这个全球哦，对于美中两国的这个态度进行研究。那么这一次为什么会想到要第一次针对台湾怎么看这个美国和中国的观感来进行民意调查呢？
Sure. Our survey in Taiwan was part of a larger study that we're conducting of advanced economies on various topics. And we'll be releasing reports based off of these data.In the summer and later in the fall. Taiwan has been a goal of the Pew Research Center to include in our surveys for a while as part of expanding our research footprint in the greater Asia Pacific region. So we're excited to share this with you guys today.
台湾向来被认为是在亲美和亲中这两种想法之间不断的在拉锯哦。那我们看到这一次皮尤研究中心的调查结果显示，有近70%，也就是68%的民众对美国是抱持好感的，那么对美国持负面看法的只有将近30%，也就是29%的民众。那么如果把美国跟中国两国的印象拿来对比的话，好像台湾民众心中差距也是蛮大的。
68% of adults in Taiwan give the U.S. generally favorable marks, and just 35% say the same when they're asked of mainland China. And again, adults in Taiwan tend to also strongly support both economic and political ties with the United States. On the other hand, very few want closer political ties with Beijing, though there is some support for economic ties. About 53% would actually support those.So it does seem that people take these economic considerations into account when they're viewing both the U.S. and mainland China.
那么刚才您虽然提到说台湾的民意显示哦，支持与美国加强经贸和政治的关系，不过我们知道根据所谓的台湾关系法，美国跟台湾的关系只能够是维持非官方性质的。那么美国国会近年来其实通过了不少的有台法案，强化美国跟台湾之间的关系，这是不是也是促使台湾民众对美国越来越有好感的主要原因之一呢？
So we don't ask about specific policies in this report.But what we do know from the data is that the U.S. is viewed very favorably across the board in Taiwan. So at least 70% in every demographic group that we analyzed, support closer economic and political ties with the United States. And when you're just asking about the favorability, you again see majorities in each group giving a positive view of the U.S. overall.And so we can't necessarily attribute those views to a specific policy per se, but we do know that their support is strong across the board.
另外就是在这项调查当中，有超过60%的台湾民众对中国是抱有负面的观感的。那么您认为大多数的台湾民众现在对中国具有这种负面的观感，是不是跟这个最近爆发这个新冠肺炎的疫情，以及解放军不断对台湾实施军事恫吓有关呢？
We conducted this survey in October and November of 2019, well before the widespread coronavirus outbreak, so we can't attribute these attitudes to the pandemic itself. These were already held beliefs before all of that became a more salient issue in people's minds. But one question that we ask is whether people feel Taiwanese or Chinese, or both.And we see that those who feel both Taiwanese and Chinese tend to give China more favorable views across topics. And those who feel politically close to the KMT are also a little bit more favorable towards China. So in a sense, identity both politically and otherwise, do play a role in how people view China in Taiwan.
您刚才提到这个有关于台湾民众对于自己国族认同的这个调查，我们知道这个台湾民意基金会这项机构呢，在今年的二月份针对了这个台湾的国族认同进行了一份调查。那么就是在整个这个新俗称武汉肺炎的新冠病毒疫情爆发之后呢，这个台湾民意基金会发现台湾有高达83%，也就是83%的民众哦，认为自己是台湾人。那么这个数字是创下了30年来的新高。其实我们一直很好奇，就是台湾的国族认同是不是有因为这次这个疫情的爆发受到一些影响？那么不晓得您怎么看台湾自己所做的这份民意调查呢？
I can really only talk about our research, but it is an interesting topic, and it's definitely something we would like to look into further in the future to see if those trends do change over time.
所以这个皮尤研究中心并没有在这个疫情爆发之后最新有关台湾民意的数据是吗？
No, not as of yet.
我们知道皮尤研究中心最近也针对这个美中关系发表了一份最新的报告，那么数据也很特别，就是有66%的美国人对于中国是抱持这个负面观感的。那么如果对比皮尤研究中心在台湾和美国做这两份报告来对比的话，是不是能看出这个美中台之间的三角关系是互相联动的呢？
Yeah, that's a great question. Our global research from 2019 found that in many countries where we survey, the US tends to have more favorable views, as opposed to China. There are some exceptions to that, but Taiwan generally follows that pattern as well, with more people having a favorable view of the U.S., about 68%, compared to just 35% who also have a favorable view of mainland China. And that margin between the two is very similar to what we find in other parts of the Asia Pacific as well. It's a little bit difficult to know if this feeling continues among the U.S. public. As you mentioned, we just released survey data of the American public that shows the most negative views towards China since we've been asking the question back in 2005. On the Taiwan side, we do ask, back in 2018, we asked if Americans were concerned about Chinese-Taiwan relations, and just 22% that said that that was a very serious issue for them. That was the lowest out of the 8 China-related topics that we asked about. And so there might not be quite the same salience with Taiwan in the United States as we see when we look at views of Taiwan, views within Taiwan, or views of China among the U.S. or worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
此外，在这份报告当中，我们也注意到一个有趣的现象，那就是尽管有超过60%的台湾民众对中国是抱持负面的观感的，但是谈到了经贸关系的时候呢，还是有仍然将近一半的台湾民众认为他们支持要加强两岸之间的经贸往来。你认为为什么会有这种所谓政经分离的差异呢？
Right, so 52% of adults in Taiwan say that they do support greater economic ties with Beijing.And just 36% say the same with political ties. So there is definitely a difference there, as you alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
Like many of the questions featured in this report, a lot of those differences may have roots in political party that a person feels closest to or their age. I'll just go back, though, to this Taiwanese versus Chinese or both identity question.So those who say that they feel only Taiwanese generally give China more negative marks across the board, mm-hmm. Compared to those who say they feel both Chinese and both Taiwanese. In the economics question, though, the Taiwanese only group does support economic ties a little bit more than they support political ties, but it's still very low. It's just 37%.And so there is definitely a difference in terms of your identity there, but still among the Taiwanese only group, it's very low.
那么除了国族认同之外，是不是在年龄层上面也有一些差距？因为我们在台湾经常听到的就是所谓的世代战争，这个世代之间是有差距的。那不晓得这样子的一种现象，是不是也反映在台湾民众对于美国和中国的不同观感上面呢？
Yeah, we see younger adults in Taiwan tend to have more favorable views of the U.S. compared to those who are ages 50 and older. And they're more supportive when it comes to political ties with the United States. So, for example, about 8 in 10 or more in each age group favor closer U.S.-Taiwan economic relations. But this changes when you're looking at views of the mainland. There, only about 4 in 10 adults ages 18 to 29 would support closer economic ties with mainland China. But among the 50 and older cohort, it's about 55%. So there is a bit of an age gap when we're looking at those questions.
Mm-hmm. 我想请您进一步的为我们再做一些解释，就是台湾民众在回答国族认同这一组提问的时候，还有哪些因素是影响他们做出抉择的一个决定关键呢？
Sure, lot to unpack there. So overall, we asked this question, do you feel Taiwanese, Chinese, or both?About two-thirds of adults in Taiwan say that they feel solely Taiwanese. 28% say they feel both Taiwanese and Chinese, and just 4% say they feel Chinese only. We can't further analyze that Chinese-only group because it's so small, but for those who say they feel Taiwanese, that's a predominant identity among younger people. So among those 18 to 29 years of age,83% say they feel Taiwanese only. Among DPP members, it's 92% say they feel Taiwanese only. That's much higher than in the KMT, those who feel closest to that party. And so there are different age and political affiliation components to this question.
最后想请教您的问题是，如果这个台湾对于中国和美国的观感，如果把它拿来和菲律宾、韩国还有日本等其他的亚洲国家拿来相比的话，有什么具体的不同吗？
Yes, so in this report, we compare our data in Taiwan to other research that we did last year as part of our Global Attitude Survey. And so depending where you are in the Asia Pacific, views of the U.S. do tend to be slightly higher than China. Generally speaking, Japan tends to be the most negative.In the Philippines, they tend to be positive on both questions. Taiwan falls somewhere in the middle, though they also follow this trend of typically better or more favorable views of the U.S. when compared with China. And I guess outside of Taiwan, if you want just a little bit more context, in the rest of the Asia Pacific, there are 6 countries where we've been asking about China since about 2002.And in all of those countries, we're seeing kind of a general downward trend in views of China. Like you said, this is our first time surveying in Taiwan, but we're definitely interested in seeing if a similar pattern emerges there over time too.
Okay, thank you so very much, Ms. Emily, for joining us today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
好的，也感谢大家收看这一期的焦点对话。我是樊东宁，祝您平安，我们下次节目再会。